Joining us now, County Commissioner for District 1. That's the west side of Escambia County, including Beulah, Jeff Bergosh. Jeff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You've got a proposal that you want the commission to discuss today, proposing adding two at-large across the county commissioners in addition to the five in-district and in-district residency commissioners that we have right now. What is the goal? Like, what is this? What advantage does this bring, in your opinion?
Well, it's a different form of governance, and I think it would allow for two commissioners to look at the entire county without going through the lens of just, you know, the one segment that votes for them. In other words, I've seen this in many things that we voted on. You know, things that seem worthwhile don't get voted on because, you know, people in one particular district don't want it, even though it would be tremendously beneficial to the entire county. And look no further than OLFA, frankly, for that. You know, I'm going to vote for what's best for the county. And meanwhile, you know, I've managed to make a lot of my very close neighbors very angry with me, even though I think we've found a compromise. That's just one example. I'll give you one other real quick one. Same thing happened when I was on the school board. We had a North End school designed for 800 students. It was down to 100 students. It was failing academically, failing fiscally, financially. We went up there. We gave a presentation. There was about 400 people in the room, and it was very, very tense. And the member from that district didn't vote to close it. It was a close 3-2 vote, but it was because of the ward politics of these single-member districts. So I'd like to get away from that. You know, ideally, I'd like to see all five of us voted on countywide like they do in most other counties in the state.
Like Santa Rosa does, right?
Around the country.
Well, this brings up the one objection anyway that I know you're familiar with. It's nothing I'm surprising you with. We have the current system in part because, as I understand it, federal mandate that the District 3 represent black people primarily. And so we have always had a black representative out of that district to make sure that they have a representative on the board, which is the reason we can't go to a countywide at large. But if you take that same principle, and you presume, I think not wrongly, that the 6th and 7th board member would almost certainly be Republican, almost certainly be white, wouldn't that argument be that you have further diluted the minority vote that the federal scheme was designed to protect with the current system?
Well, that's why I don't think it will work, frankly. What I wanted to do was to see if we could do what really makes sense, make four of us at large and keep the District 3 commissioner a district-specific single-member district.
Hmm.
But I'm told by our attorney that is not legal. There's no precedent for it anywhere else in the state. We've looked through the statute. So that was my primary, because I don't want to grow government. I don't really want this to be additional two at large. I'm just trying to find a way that some of these hot-button issues that should be voted on, that should be routine, but that get hung up, I'd like to see things move forward, you know, and so we'll talk about it. I doubt there will be support for it. But frankly, to be honest, it's one of the things I said I would do when I ran. It was in my plan next for Escambia, and I'm going to go through and do everything I said I was going to, and this is one of them. We're going to have this discussion.
I like that. And by the way, you know me. I like a good conversation. I don't think there's any problem having let's talk about the philosophy behind this and make sure that we're at least thinking about the right things. Even if we find we can't make what we want to have happen, let's have the conversation. I don't mind that at all. The other thing, and I've only got a moment, but I wanted to give you a chance because this is something people may not realize. There is a bill in the legislature in Tallahassee right now that would potentially have a dramatic impact on the reelection of 1, 3, and 5. That would be you, Lumen May, and also Stephen Berry. What's going on here?
Well, you know, I posted that on my blog 2 days ago. We were alerted to it by our attorney, and I've been looking into it. I posted a very thorough blog post. It's getting smashed right now and hits. But essentially what it says, Andrew, is if you are a single-member district commissioner and this legislation passes, that you will have to, even if you have 2 years left on your term, you will have to stand for election in the first election following the redistricting. So it's kind of convoluted. It's not a quick conversation because the Census Bureau is way behind on getting us what we need.
Right.
In fact, they're saying right now they won't get it to us till September. And I know because I did the redistricting here in Escambia County in 2010-11 as a school board member. It took 7-8 months just because of the fact that we had to make sure we comported with the Augustus decision, minority district. It was a 7-month process. So, and here's the final complexifier. it can only be done in an odd number of years. So if we don't get this data till October, there's no way we finish this year. It's really a mess, and it's not our fault. It's the Census Bureau. And so we're watching this bill. We're not sure if it will come in for a landing with that language attached.
Right.
I know it would impact probably 160 county commissioners, because there's 28 districts
right.
that have single member districts.
Yeah, and it's an interesting conundrum, because obviously when you get redistricting, you have the problem of somebody who couldn't vote last time because they were in the wrong district can't vote again because, you know, as redistricting lines move, I think I get the problem it's trying to avert, but as you say, it's also going to create a problem, especially with our delay on the census data due to COVID, among other things. Now, very interesting, and we'll keep a track on that. Commissioner Burgosz, looking forward to the conversation this morning at 9 o'clock. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it, sir.
Anytime. Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day.